Hey, you know what I'm doing tonight?
I'm going to take a stab in the dark here and say you're going to a show.
How'd you know?
Bob Boylan sees more concerts in a month than most people will see in a lifetime. I think that's true.
But tonight's different.
Well, okay, what's tonight?
Tonight, I'm going to see a show in
an arena.
Oh, wait
a minute,
I know.
Who are you?
Oh, don't sing that song, please. Oh, God, how could you ruin my evening?
Who are you? Because it has the name in it. That was
yeah, singing. Okay, yeah. Fair enough. I'm going to see The Who, if people who didn't know what you were singing was, and I hope they don't do that song. But it's my re-entry into arena rock. I avoided arena shows for 34 years, longer than most people are alive, at least our fans, right?
Yeah, probably.
But I'm going to see The Who. They're going to perform my favorite Who album, which is, oh, but you probably know this.
Quadrophenia?
It is.
Quadrophenia. Yeah, well, how could it not be?
Can we do a little bit of Quadrophenia right here? Let's play the climactic scene. It's a rock opera, a guy with basically four personalities, and it's about coming of age, and it's about mods and rockers, which is still we play out today with in many ways. Townsend was crazy about going out and recording natural sounds, and he'd record sounds of the beach and the rain and all that stuff, and mm-hmm. So that's how a lot of this stuff made it on here.
It's so nice.
Yeah. I don't think I'll be the only one at this arena. I mean, you figure there's 10,000 people who's going to be crying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're kind of blissed out right now.
Yeah. So I just wrote a post about having not gone to arena rock shows for 34 years, and you can read why. But basically, the sound was pretty awful off, and the club scene sort of coming in around the late 70s really got me loving shows in a real different way than you could ever love them in a big arena. So I'm always curious whether people really love that 10,000-20,000 people in a room being together and united and that feeling, or would they rather be in a nightclub?
Yeah, well, it's even more than 10,000-20,000, and you know, it's 30,000-40,000-50,000 in some of these outdoor stadiums. I'm with you. I had to stop going to see arena rock shows. I just could not deal with the hassle of getting out there and getting to them and getting in on the lines. But actually, a couple of the best shows I've ever seen in my life were big outdoor arena.
Name them.
Radiohead, their Hail to the Thief tour was pretty amazing. And then most recently, seeing the Boss, that was a religious experience, and I couldn't begin to tell you how many people were in that stadium. But it was the Nats baseball stadium here, just outside of D.C. So a lot of people, and it was worth it.
Well, I will let you know how this goes, but let's just go right back to The Who here. Because I can't bear to not hear the ending. You may find me a small puddle on the floor of the Verizon Center if I don't come in tomorrow.
I want the kids to tell us what they think about the Who. I want to know what the 20-somethings think about the
Who. Well, if
today.
They do, who are you? Then I know what they think.
Well, I
want to
know what
Who.
They think of this. Yeah. If they heard that and they thought, well, that's just wacky.
Oh well, we got a kid here.
Maya
is our intern. Get yourself in trouble. No, what do you think of the Who?
Was that life changing?
Did you like it?
No, I'm sorry.
You didn't like it?
No, I wasn't a big fan. It just sounds.
No, that song right there.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Just that song. Knowing very little about the Who, it just kind of sounds hokey.
Wow. Hokey. Okay.
You had
a form I needed to fill out, right, for your credit or something.
But
like
I recognize. But I recognize when listening to artists like this that they were some of the first people to do these sounds and do these.
Yeah.
So at this point, it sounds trite and overdone and like oh god, but that's because they were the first to do it. Mm. So I recognize that.
Okay. Mm. Fair enough. So.
Well, you try, Bob. You try and you...
you do for these kids. All right, we better move on.
All right, I'll play something that maybe the kids can sink their teeth into. There's a new local natives record coming out called Hummingbird. Local Natives, this is a band from Los Angeles we discovered a few years ago. Back in 2009, they released their debut, Gorilla Manor. And we had them play our South by Southwest Day Party. That was in early 2010, and you can still listen to that full concert on our website. Definitely go back and check that out. But they've got this new record coming out early next year, and I've got an early cut from it. It's called Breakers, from Local Natives and their new record, Hummingbird.
Soaking wet, see through skull, see
That band gets stronger every day.
Yeah, Local Natives, this record comes out the end of January. It's called Hummingbird. Apparently, the band's never recorded any of their stuff outside of Los Angeles, but for this one, they went to Montreal, did some of it there, and then traveled to Brooklyn and finished the record up there with Aaron Desner of The National, co-producing it with them, which I thought was really cool. Hummingbird by Local Natives. Bob Boylan, I give you all sorts of grief about being the old guy on the show. Please. Because, you know, there's however few years.
Well, there's really only two of us here.
Yeah, because you're older
someone's
than I.
Someone's got to be older than the other.
And yet, you run circles around me when it comes to tech and everything. And I give you all this grief for having everything in the cloud. And your computer crashed just before we came in here. And now you're doing everything from your phone because it was automatically synced to your phone. You've got your notes, the music. I am... there's egg all over my face. Is it showing?
Well, the only reason there's egg on your face today is I actually had a couple of notes, which I don't usually, so I normally wouldn't need them, although I guess I would have needed the songs. Yeah. But this artist I didn't know anything about until today. The artist, sorry to say, Blackbird. Blackbird's the name of the artist. It's a moniker for Mikey Miramag. The EP that's just come out is sort of an homage to his dad, who is from the Philippines. The name of the EP is called Boracay Planet. Boracay is a place, it's an island off the Philippines, off Manila. It's so very beautiful. He's never been there, and so it's sort of this dreamy place for Mr. Mikey, for Mr. Blackbird. Blackbird. He does all the instrumentation on it. Let's give a listen to this song called Tear. T-E-A-R, like...
that a lot.
Oh, good.
Lots of nice sounds going on in that.
Yeah, and he sings more on other tunes than that. I just happen to, that's the one that grabbed me.
Yeah.
It's Blackbird, Blackbird. The song was called Tear from the album Boracay Planet.
Do you remember a band we put on the show the first time a couple of years ago called Gospel Claws?
I remember Candy Claws. We had, I remember Sandy Claws.
We did a show that had all these claws. We had Candy Claws.
You ignored
claws.
That completely. That pun went right completely like...
No, I remember because you said the same thing.
Oh, jeez.
Like, not to be confused with Santa Claus.
Yeah, okay.
But there's Candy Claws, there's Demon's Claws. And Gospel Claws was another one that we featured, and that one was actually right around the same time in 2010, November of 2010, they put out a record called Claws. And C-L-A-W-S, Claws.
Yeah.
Not, and you always wonder, what has a band been up to, you know, since their last record? And this band has really been through a lot. One guy had to leave the group, which is, I mean, that happens all the time with band members and bands. But the singer, guitarist, he was diagnosed with cancer, and another member died suddenly. I will say that the singer and guitarist who was diagnosed with cancer, Joel Marquard, he's fully recovered. He's cancer-free now. But somehow through all of that, they managed to make this record, and it's beautiful.
Oh, good.
And it's called Put Your Sunshine Away. I want to play a song called Hambone.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there it was, right there.
Yeah.
It had hand claps and it had whistling.
Whistling.
I think he wrote this song.
Yeah, it was all
just
there.
For you.
You know, that reminded me a lot of Dvotchka. Could you hear that?
Absolutely.
There? Yeah. Really, and it really, really nice. This band, you know, they funded much of the recording.
Gospel Claws.
They funded much of the making of this record through Kickstarter. You just wonder what you're doing with your life when you hear of the obstacles that some people overcome to put together a beautiful work of art like this. It's just so nice to hear. Gospel Claws, the record was Put Your Sunshine Away, and that song was called Hambone.
You played a song last week that reminded you of something
else. I did, and you know, I told people to put in the comments section or tweet or email us whatever they thought it was, and so many people got it immediately. Just to refresh your memory, the song was one we played last week by Casket Girls, and I'll just play the part that reminded me of something here. So it's that little melody line there.
Yeah, sing it.
Mm-hmm, we've gotta keep those something vibrations up. It's totally the Beach Boys to me.
Good Vibrations.
Good Vibrations. Here, let's hear.
Probably. Yeah. Gotta keep those loved
vibrations happening with her. I think it's the exact same notes and key.
Wow.
Anyway, congratulations to the 500 people who got it right. Immediately, you win absolutely nothing except our love and respect for being able to pick that out immediately.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Now, see, you should have been suspicious because I was humming this song down when I passed you in the hall the other day just before we recorded the show.
You didn't even ask why. I didn't flinch.
Yeah.
I should have.
Yeah. It was all right there.
So I'm going to play something... So I'm going to play something by a woman, Angel Olsen. Have you heard Angel Olsen yet?
Sounds really familiar.
Yeah. So right? She's got one of those very distinct voices, one of those voices I think that you either love or do not love. Mm-hmm. And I was taken to it. Angel Olsen's record's called Halfway Home. She did a song on this record called The Sky Opened Up. She says this about her songs. I don't often pull quotes from people, but I like this. She said, many of my songs portray me as a super sad person, but in fact, these thoughts aren't on repeat for me. In other words, she doesn't think that she...
Right, she's not a ruminator.
Right. I went through something, she says. I witnessed something, imagined something, described it, and it may or may not be helpful or even exciting to many people, but I hope it means something to someone. That would be cool. Which I think is a good sentiment, you know, not to dwell, use music in that, and to like convey your emotions, not necessarily to dwell in your emotions. I think it's a nice way to think about songwriting.
Or life in general. You've been on my mind. Guess it's about time to see things just as they were. To see things just as they were. Left so much behind. The sky opened up and I climbed. To see things just as they are. To see things just as they are. And on my what you believe, there's always somebody to lose. There's always somebody to lose. Even if you try to put all your feelings aside, there's always someone who will see. There's always someone who will see. Thank you.
time. Out of a stranger you may find someone that hears what you mean. Someone that hears what you mean. These thoughts are easy to think, easy to say.
Well, she didn't say hey or didn't hand clap.
But that was really nice. Her voice is just feels like it's from another time.
Yeah.
And some interesting sounds, a mix of sounds going on there. It almost reminded me of a scene in a spaghetti western. You know, they're riding off in the sunset or something, and that's the song you hear playing.
I don't know if they were just floor toms or not quite timpanis, not quite that size, but I know
right.
what you mean. Yeah.
A real spare percussion in that, too. Really nice. Yeah.
So that's Angel Olsen, The Sky Opened Up.
Well, I want to take us out on a discovery of the week for me. It's a band called IO Echo, and it's IO like the letter I, letter O.
Input, output.
Input, output, echo, only it comes from the lead singer's first name, which is Ioana. But this is a sister-brother duo from Los Angeles. It's very shoegazy, ambient rock. It's a real beautiful sound. They've got a debut EP out now. That's self-titled, working on a full-length record for next year, but this EP is already out. I really have been listening to this a lot this week. So the song I want to take us out on is called When the Lilies Die. And remind people that your post on Arena Rock is on the blog right now. People should go and check out that. I can't wait for your full report on what you think of The Who. And the other show, you didn't mention another show that you're going to, big arena show you're going to go see as well.
I'm going to go see Mr. Dylan again. I'm just not sure. We both had our sour experiences with Mr. Dylan. I've certainly had my sour and my good. But
He's been the best live show I've ever seen and then the worst live show. Yeah, but I'll keep coming back.
Yeah.
But also invite people to check out the blog because we have a lot of other great stuff up there right now. We've got song premieres, first watches, video premieres, and we've been doing lots of call outs for people.
Crazy Bjork video.
This crazy Bjork video that just went up. And lots of nerdy music geek discussions going on that we'd love people to be a part of. Asking questions like, I don't know, the top five bands that really ought to have another record out by now. You know, My Bloody Valentine has a follow-up to Loveless, and that got us thinking. These are just the discussions we've got going on in the office, and we want our audience to be a part of as well. And if you have a question for us or something for us to debate, you can leave it in our comments section or email us at allsongs@npr.org.
And the Facebook page.
Yeah, we're on Facebook. We're on that Facebook thing. And Bobby, have you heard of this
tweeter? Please don't even. Don't do that.
It's like tweeter.
Please don't do that.
All right, IO Echo, When the Lilies Die from their self-titled EP. Thanks a lot, Bob.
You're Robin Hilton.
Yes, I am. You'd think we've done this enough times now. We get this out cue, right?
I can do this with my eyes closed.
Okay, let's do this.
And I'm Bob Boylan, for NPR Music.
I'm Rob. See?
Yeah.
That's my fault.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.